Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Absolute statements. Have you ever made them? This is the best song, movie, book, toy, food ever. Or on the other side of the coin, this is the worst song, movie, book, toy, food ever. Online, we're inundated with lists of the top 10 best or top 10 worst things in whatever realm of focus we want. And to be sure, we could think of others to include or remove from that list while we're reading it, let alone find 10 other lists that would disagree and contradict with the first list. And so while it may be framed as an absolute, it turns out not to be an absolute at all, but simply opinion. And when it comes to our life and the way one lives it, it seems as though there are no absolutes, at least depending on who you ask. The phrase, you do you, is a common one that I've heard in recent years, as well as your truth, which can be 180 degrees different than my truth, as long as it doesn't infringe on my life or your life. And so, the idea of no absolutes really turns out to be absolutely crazy. So, what's the truth? Is there a truth to be found that is absolute? Well, for all of us listening today, I'd like to think that we can agree that there is an absolute truth, but there may be some who have questions, and that's okay. And so with that in mind, I want to just reference a handful of passages for you to look up on your own and see these absolute truths for yourself. But in Genesis chapter 1, in the very beginning, Genesis 1:1, we simply see that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God is the creator. That is an absolute truth that we must accept for anything else to matter. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, we read that God is Lord and he doesn't change. And so if God is creator and he is the author of this Bible and he doesn't change, what makes us think that his expectations for us are going to change? Then in John chapter 17 and verse 17, we see that his word is truth as Jesus prayed. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, a passage most everybody knows, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves his creation, and he gave us Jesus. And why was that? Because, as Paul tells us another absolute truth, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. And so, because of that, we need the gospel. We need to learn about Jesus. And in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, we read that the gospel message is a saving message from God. And furthermore, in 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, we read that God keeps his promises, that he doesn't want you in hell. He wants you in heaven. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but for all to reach repentance. And so what should we do about it? Well, we certainly need to hear the word of God, and we need to believe it to be true. We need to confess Christ as Lord and repent of our sins, which is the next absolute truth that we need to read from. But we'll have a two-for-one here. In Acts 2 and verse 38, Peter says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." In Acts chapter 2, as we just read, Romans 6, 1 Peter 3, and so on, we read that baptism, burial with Christ, is the only answer for salvation from our sins. And then going forward, as we read in Revelation 2 and verse 10, we must remain faithful until death. It is my hope and my prayer for you and for me that this is your truth and this is my truth, only because it is God's truth. Because his truth is the only one that truly matters. And yes, that is an absolute statement. Thanks so much for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back with more Press On. Press On is brought to you by the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship, and we have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You are always welcome to join us. For more Press On episodes or any other church information, find us online at beaverdamchurch.com. And you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. Thanks for listening, and let's press on.